Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today I want to talk about demon possession. From an Islamic perspective, we would call them jinn. Jinn, that's actually where you get the word genie from, by the way. Jinn possession. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because there are many times where I've had conversations with Christians where when I talk to them about why they have their faith and what convinced them, you'll often find, many a time I found that it was some sort of miraculous event. And so this is, I'm going to put this forth as a question to the Christians watching, and I hope that Muslims who are watching, they go and they ask their Christian friends, were you convinced of Christianity because of A, research into the Bible that was convincing and it just made sense to you, or B, a miraculous event that transformed you? Now, the reason I ask this is because one is something that can be discussed. Obviously, if it's research into the Bible, then we can discuss it. You can give me your points, I can give you my points, and then we can come to some sort of rational conclusion and say, you know, may the most rational and logical points win, right? That's a way that we can actually share. But if it's just based on experience, and if a Muslim says, well, I'm Muslim because I had this awesome experience, some miraculous event took place with me, and then the Buddhist says, well, I had some crazy miraculous experience, and then the Christian says, well, I had some crazy miraculous experience, these are all personal, and therefore there's no way to actually convince one person or the other, because this is something private. You know, what are you going to say? No, I really had a crazy event. No, mine was really, really crazy. No, mine was really, really, really crazy. As you can see, it's not going to work. You know, I was really convinced. This type of going down this road is not going to help. And so many Christians say that they were divinely inspired. Now, if you're in the camp of research, if you say, no, I was convinced of Christianity because of research, great, then I'd love to have a conversation with you and we can discuss the different Bible verses that I've been going through over this whole series and we can see what makes more sense. But what I often find is that Christians say, no, when they realize that the verses are not really in their favor, they switch to the other side and they say, well, look, I had an event that just transformed my life and that's why I'm convinced. So this is the question. Many Christians say that they were divinely inspired, which begs the question, why would you tell me to research the Bible if it didn't convince you? That's one thing, because often Christians, when they preach, they say, you should really read the Bible. If you weren't convinced by the Bible, why do you think that I should be convinced by the Bible? Did you do something to deserve your miracle, or did it just come to you? Because if it just came to you, then shouldn't I just wait around until it comes to me? And if it never does, then I guess, you know, I wasn't chosen. So what do you want? You know, it's just as simple as that. And thirdly, how do you differentiate between being touched by the Holy Spirit and finally demon possession? How do you differentiate between these two? Because, you know, both of them are what? Supernatural events. Both of them are things reaching out from beyond the normal human realm. They're things that, you know, touch you that are beyond. And so how do you know if something crazy happened to you, if you had this vision, if you had this feeling, if something came to you? And I've heard many, many stories of different Christians talking about, you know, something happened to me and I felt this feeling and this presence, and so I had a vision, something actually held me, touched me, whatever the case is. So I'm not trying to say, no, I'm going to invalidate your experience. It's your experience. How do I know? I didn't go through what you went through. But if you do believe that Jesus did exorcisms, if Jesus did cast out demons, which is mentioned in the Bible, I'm sure people are aware of this. It's very well documented. It's very clear that Jesus cast out demons. So if there is this concept in your worldview, and if you know that you can be both touched in a supernatural way from both the divine, which is good, and then the, let's say, the dark side, if you will, the evil spirits and so forth, how can you differentiate between them? I would say that you would have to go back to that which makes sense, that which is rational, that which is logical. That ultimately, if I go through some sort of a miraculous event as a Muslim, I will be convinced of it because the event was so inspiring and amazing, but at the same time, the religion, as it foundationally, makes sense to me. So I want to present to you a hypothetical scenario, something that maybe for those Christians, especially those who say, like, you know, I had this, you know, miraculous event take place with me or to me, that something happened to me and that's why I'm a believer. I want to present something to you and I want you to think about this hypothetical scenario. I want you to imagine one day you witness a miracle of a religion that you don't believe in. Okay? It's not your faith. So I don't know, a giant Buddha appears to you, or Krishna, or whatever the case is, right? Some other religion, right? Appears to you and speaks to you, and, you know, it's just this crazy event, and you're so affected by it, okay? Which prompts you to re-examine that faith. So now you're reading, let's say, the Buddhist texts, or the Hindu texts, or whatever the case is, because you're like, I went through something so crazy, I have to research this, I have to give this a second shot, give it a second chance, because something reached out to me, I have to figure this out. But the more you study, the more you find contradictions, which leads you to increasingly doubt your experience. So now, because you, the more you study this religion, and the more you disbelieve in it, the more you say to yourself, what? Maybe I didn't experience a miracle. Maybe I was dreaming, or schizophrenic. My mind was a little bit crazy. Drugged or hallucinating. Maybe it was an elaborate prank. Maybe I was abducted by aliens. Maybe I was possessed by a demon or a jinn, which, again, Christians do believe in demon possession, so it's important to include that as a possibility. Why do I say all of this? Because, basically, the conclusion is this. What good is a miracle if the religion doesn't make sense? Conversely, if the religion does make sense to the exclusion of all others, is a miracle really even necessary? In summary, when an idea makes sense, miracles aren't necessary. They're just added, extra bonus to make you even more convinced. But when an idea doesn't make sense, miracles aren't sufficient. They are insufficient. Why? Because a supernatural event can be good from God, or it can be evil from a demon. And if you're a Christian, you should acknowledge that possibility. Something to think about. Take care. Salaam alaikum.